His daf Chav Beis. So the Gemara says in the top line, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Umode Rav Huna Brei de Rav Yeshua Birochen Machzin Bayaros de Lamatzi Ma'akiv. So if you have different peddlers going from city to city selling things, so you can't prevent them from doing that. They have the right to do that. Even though we said normally there's issues of Asagas Gvul, if they're Rochlin, they're permitted. How do we know this? Damar Mar, Ezra Tikan Hen Yisrael Shehu Rochlin Machzin Bayaros Kadeshu Matach Shitin Mutsurin Levnos Yisrael. They allowed the peddlers to go from city to city. This way there's going to be jewelry and there's going to be perfume for the ladies to buy. Now this just reminds me of the Gemara in Kedushin that Rav Kana got into a lot of trouble one time with a lady because he was selling these tachshitin, the big day nashim, to women, and one of the women tried chasing him down and he jumped off a roof and Eliyahu Navi came ahead and caught him before he died. And he said, I know the choice. So this is the parnassa I'm involved in. So I just find this interesting that this is really a takana from Ezra. Either way, he made such a takana. So therefore, since he wanted the women to have the tachshitin, so the rochim have every right to sell wherever they are, and the local cities of men cannot prevent them from doing this. So the Gemara says, "Hani mili, this is only true lahadure to go around from place to place, but aval lakvue, to have a set up shop there, then lo, that would not be permitted. The Truba Mirabanan, who, however, if it's a Tamil Chacham, Afil Lakbuye Nami, he's even able to be Kovea Makum. The Chachamim, Tamil Chacham, had certain heterim that they were allowed. So they were allowed to do this. Rashi explains, what's the Svara for this? So Rashi explains, V'itzurba mirabananhu detarid begirsa v'lav orcha alahadure. He's busy trying to memorize Shas, so he doesn't have the ability to time to go from place to place. Afilak buye nami. So we are makel for him that he could open up shop just for Talmud Chacham. But anyone who's not a Talmud Chacham cannot be koveya, open up a set shop. So the Gemara gives a ma'isa of Kihad de Rava, Shari Lahu, Rava permitted the Rabbi Yoshi, the Rabbi Ovda, Rav Uvda, Lakbuye to set up shop, Dilo Kilchasa, against the halacha. My time, what's the reason for this? Kevin de Rabbanan Ninu, Asa Liturde Migirsayu. That's the svar, because since they're Tami de Chachamim, if they have to travel to make a parnasa, they're not going to have a chance to learn. So it's interesting that they're Dolo Kilchas, Rashi says, Ella, Lifnim and Mishur Sadin, they did this. So for the Chachamim, sometimes we paskin against Halacha for the benefit of the Talmud Chacham. And Gemara now says, Hahanu Dikule, Daisa Dikle. So Dikule, Rashi says, are people who are Mochre Salam, people who would sell baskets. Others say Mochre Yoros. Yoros is usually like a vat. So people were selling some merchandise. And the Daisa Dikle Le Bavel, they came to Bavel. And also, B'nai Masa and the people from the city, the local city, come Akbe, stop them from coming in. Don't sell here. You're infringing on our territory here. Get out of here. So again, come Akbe Elavayu, stop them from coming in. So also, the Kami de Ravina, so they went to Ravina to complain. And Amalu, Ravina says, Ma'alma Asu, Ula Alma Lizmanu. They come from outside and let them sell to outsiders. So what does that mean to outsiders? The Rashi explains here, La'alma Lizbanen, Yoma de Shukahav. It was the day of the marketplace, was open for the public. Vaharbi Barn Mimakum Acher Liknos Minashuk. Many people came from outside to buy. Lufikach Ein Bnei Ha'ir Ma'akvin Gam HaLamochun. You cannot stop them. If you're selling stuff in the city, New York City, where tons of people are coming, all tourists are coming, so then you're allowed to, Rashi says, Lahavi Umnasan Limchor Linik B'tzam L'shuk. The heter, according to Rashi, is only from outsiders to sell to other outsiders who might be there in Times Square. You can sell to people who live in Manhattan because that's really, they have the city, people who work in the city really have rights of the customers in the city. You can only sell to outsiders. So if you see some immigrants who might still be in America that right now, you could sell to them, that would only be permitted. But outside of that, one would not be allowed to sell to the New Yorkers. That's what is indicated from this Rashi. Others say no. Once you're allowed to sell in the marketplace from outside, you could sell to anybody, even the people living in Manhattan. Okay, the interesting Tosas here also. Tosas says Ma'alma Asul Alma Lizman, and Tosas writes Mikan Mashma Dibioma Deshuka Hayamutel Lahalvos Lvnei Adam. Also in terms of lending money, lending Baribis of course is Asul Midiraisa, but you're allowed to lend money to a Nachri. So the same thing holds true. You're allowed to only Rashi Tosas rather writes Habam Mimakom Sham Leshuk LeNachrim Dasim Alma. If you want to lend money and interest, you can only lend to Nachum who are coming to visit from the outside, but Avalol of name Nachum, those who live in the city, the Nachum who live in the local city, you cannot lend money to them either. That's the same halacha as business applies to Ribbis as well. Okay, the Gemara now says, comes along and qualifies, Hani Mile, this is only true, Biyoma de Shuka, only in the day of a marketplace. Aval below Yoma de Shuka Lov. It's a regular day of the week. You can't just start coming in and selling some products to people. Uv Yoma de Shuka Nami, and also if it's Yoma de Shuka, when it's open to the public to come buy and sell, Lo Amrina, we don't allow this, Ella Lizvuni Beshuka. You can only sell in the actual marketplace. Aval Ahadure Lov. But to go door to door within the city streets, that would be prohibited from doing. Okay, Gemara now says, Hanu Amarai, the Isa Amre Lafum Nahara, people who had some type of wool. And they would sell the wool at this area, Lafum Nahara, along the river. And also B'nai Masa, the people from the city, came along, Kama'akve Lavayu, and stopped them from selling the wool. He said, we're selling wool, Hill, you can't sell your own wool. So also Lakame, the Rav Kana, they went to Rav Kana. And Amalu, Rav Kana says, Tem Dinahu, the Ma'akve Elaihu, they have every right to prevent you from coming in here. This is their territory. So Amrulay, but it's an Ashrai. We have Ashrai. What's Ashrai b'masa? What does that mean? So Rashi explained that they're owed some money. They have some outstanding credit that they need to collect. And if we don't sell the merchandise, we have nothing to buy. We have nothing, no parnasa. We trusted some people here. They owe us money. But now we're down money. We need something to have parnasa. So Rav Kana's Mekel and Amar Lahu, Rav Kana says to them, Zil Zavne Shir Chiyusaychu. So you're allowed to buy up until you get your bare minimum needed for your parnasa, up until that point. And Adya Kraisu Ashrayu Ditcho Vazlisu, until you've uprooted your debts that you need to collect on, and then you need to Azlisu, get out of here then after that.
Is this based on an idea of Hasagas Kabul, or is this just they have the right to control their city?
I didn't look into this being. I assumed it's Hasagas Gvul.
So you start with Kapaskas Lechayusa on the last stop, which is right. You're cutting off our livelihood.
Right. And the difference would be, I'm not sure what the Nafkamina would be, but conceptually, you know, I just have rights to my city, and even though there's enough of us to go around, there's no Hasagas Gvul issue, it's a huge city, but I control who comes in, I just want full control. So that, there could be a Nafkamina, I think.
Kind of what it sounds like.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm not sure there's a concept of having control of your city, who could come in and out and buy and sell necessarily. It could be, but I don't know enough about it. But I have assumed up until this point it's been Hasagas Gvul. But I hear your point. It could be that there's a certain control and bias that you have over your city, who could come in, who could come out. Okay. The Gemara now says, Rav Dimi Minaharda, I see Grogros Besfina. Rav Dimi was traveling from Minaharda. He did a lot of traveling, we know, whenever since Kiyasa Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, returned back to Bavel. So Rav Dimi was traveling and is bringing with him some Grogros Besfina, some of these, dried figs, I think, right? So he's bringing them on a boat. And Amalei, so Reish Galusa, Larava, Reish Galusa says to Rava, Pok Chaze, go do some research, go test him out. Eat Surba Mirabananu. And Nakalei Lashuka, and if he's a Talmud Chacham, you could take him to the Shuk, and he could sell his Grogros there. You're going through the immigrations right now, so he said, just test him out whether he's a Talmud Chacham. So Amarlei, Rava le Rav Ada Bar Ava. So now Rava told a Talmud of his, the Talmud was Rav Ada Bar Ava, you go poke it to Hele, go poke Kankan, go check his Kankan, go check if he's a Talmud Chacham. Rashi explains, what's this Moshe of a Kankan? Rashi, Hareach lo b'kankana, smell his bottle. Im yainu im chometz, if it's real wine, a reference to Torah, or it's vinegar, it's nothing really good. Kolomar badku b'halachos im tamen chacham hu im lav. Okay, so Nafik Azil, so Rav Ada went out to greet to Rav Dimi, and by mine, he asked Rav Dimi the following shaila. Pil shebala kfifa mitzris vika derech beis harai. So what happens if an elephant swallows a basket, and then he ends up going to the bathroom, and the basket comes out of the elephant. Mahu, what's the din? Is this considered still a kli, and would be makabel tuma? Or since it went through the whole body of the elephant, it no longer is considered a kli, and would be tahor? This was the shaila that he asked. Okay, interesting shaila. So lahav b'yada, he didn't know the answer to this. And amalei, mar niha rava. So are you rava? You must be the famous rava that I heard about. You asked such a sharp question. Tafich le besandale, he hit him on the shoe, and it was like Rashi explains that Tafich le besandale, haikau al sandalo b'makel derech schok. It's a joke. He hit him with a stick on the shoe. K'shem shemakin lemishe no mechashiv, like you hit someone who's not chashiv. So he says, Amarle, he explains to him, Rav Dimi, bin didi le rava ika tuva. There's a great difference between me, says Rav Ada, and Rava. Rava is much greater than I am. Mihu, however, al karchach ana ravcha, I'm your Rebbe though, because I just beat you. And Rava, the Ravcha, and Rava is the Rebbe of your Rebbe. So welcome to town. So lo naktilei l'shuka. He didn't take him to the shuk. He said, "Find your own way there. I'm not going to lead you in this maze." And pasid grogos. So by trying to find his way into the shuk, his grogos went bad. And didei. So also the commentary of Yosef. He went back to Rav Yosef and says, "Amar lei chazi mar my abdulei. Do you hear what they did to me in this town over there? It's crazy what they did to me." So Amar lei man de lo shal lo nisa de malka de edom lo nisha le noisecha. What's it saying here? Rav Yosef gave a curse. He says, Rashi explains, the lo shahi shlo nimna milif parea, the one who doesn't hold back from taking revenge, giving punishment, lo niyasa onas bosha, one who embarrassed of malchi Adam. So even though he's from Edom, meaning Akash Baruch Hu doesn't hold back punishment for those who create onas dvarm, or onah in this case, whatever the onah was, and they cause you such sorrows, he's going to take punishment on these people. How does he know? What's the pasuk for this? The chsiv, Koamar Hashem says, Al shloshe pishe Moav, va'al arba lo ashivenu, al sarfo the atzmos melech Edom la sid, for burning the bones of the king, Kadosh Baruch Hu had taken revenge on them. So you as well, they did you onas dvarim, they embarrass you. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish them. What happened? Nach nafshe de Rav Adda bar Ava. Rav Adda died. He was the one who really teased him, tricked him, whatever it was, he died. So Rav Yosef, Amar, Ana anishte, I'm the one who punished him. De Ana litiyasa, I cursed him, my curse worked. Rav Dimi Minarada Amar, no, Ana anishte, I was the one who caused his punishment. De afsid grogos didi, he caused me a loss, so this was my doing. Abai Amar, Ana anishte, Damar lehu Rabbanan, he's the one, because he says to the Talmidim, Ad migar miso garmi bi'aba tu achla bisra shmena be'rava. So what's the statement here? So Rashi explains, Damar lehu Rabbanan, Ad migar minu garmi bi'aba abai shaya rogil omar. He would say to his Talmidim, Ad shatem holchem etz abaye ligram atzmos klomer lulmot shlo lasova. Before you go learn to abaye, to ochlo bo lamdu halachos tzuhuvos mirvechas etz rava. Go learn by rava first. So he's putting rava up on a pedestal, and he was belittling the school of abaye. And therefore, what? So I guess that led Rav Adda to feel very haughty that he was going to. He was a talmud of rava. He thought he was very, very special. So therefore, that gave him this extra gaiva, and he went ahead and did this, he tested Rav Dimi. So Rava says, no, Amar Ana Anishte, I'm the one who caused him to die. Dechihava azu lebeit tavcha lemishkal umza, when he would go to the butcher to get some meat, Amalu latifcha, he would say to the butcher, Ana shakilna bisra mikame shmai de Rava, I'm going to, the Ana adifa minei. So he would say, who would say this? One second. Right, the Gabbai Rava would say, I should take before anyone else, because I'm greater than anybody else. So the fact that Rava allowed his shamash to do it, it's indicated that he felt that he was from a special school, and they had this certain level of gaiva, I guess, coming from the base magistrate of Rava. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Ana Anishtei, I caused his death. The Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Resh Kalahava, he gave the shir, and Koyama Mikami denial Lakala, before he would enter into give the drasha, Marhid Bahadeh, he would review it over with Rav Adar Ba'ava, the Shmaitza, the Hadar Ayel Lakal, then he would go into to give the shir. But he always review it with Rav Adar. Hahu Yoma, that day that he died, Naktu Rav Papa, and Rav Yehuna Breda of Yeshua, the Rav Adar Ba'ava, Mishum Dulahava Bisyuma. So they took him because he wasn't there. Rashi says, Yesh Omrim Shlohayu Be'etza, Kishinasa Rav Nachman Reish Kala. They weren't there in the advice when Rav Nachman became the Reish Kala, the one giving drasha. Yeshomim, others say Rashi explains, they'll have a besiuma, the pirke, they weren't at the seam of Rava, the Darish B'Shabbat HaRegel, Halachos HaAmurus B'Perek Achon Shebacharos. So either way, so they held him back, they didn't allow Rav Adda to come into the shir. Amulei, Emelan Hanashmaitza, the Maisa Behema, Hechamrina Rava. So what happened here? I'm losing the story for one second here.
They saw Rav Adda bar Ava, so they asked him about his shmeisa, meiser behemah that he had heard from Rava. So they held him up because they were asking.
So he's holding. He wasn't coming to the shir yet to help Rav Nachman out. Amar lehu hachi amar Rava. So he said, Rava says this. V'hachi amar Rava. Rava says this. The hachi, while he's having this conversation, nagalei the Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. They're waiting for Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. So amar lehu Rabban. Rabban said to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, "Come to nagalan. Go lama yosef mar. We're saying we're waiting for the shir. Nu, everyone's here waiting for you." So Amar Lahu, he says, Yasivna bekamnata la'arsa de Rav Adda bar Ava. I'm waiting for the coffin of Rav Nachman. He's like, I'm waiting till he was joking around. He's just trying to think of an excuse. Where's Rav Adda? So Adahachi, the moment you said that, that moment, Nafak Kala, the voice came out, the Nach Nafshe Rav Adar Ba'ava. That moment, Rav Adar died. Umistavra de Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Anshe must be the Rav Nachman was the one who killed him. When he said that statement, I'm waiting for the coffin of Rav Adar, he didn't really mean it seriously, but still that caused his death directly.
Tosfos says they were each concerned about why they caused their death.
Right, so you look at Tosfos Ana Anishta, he says, Kol Echad Mehen Haya Misonin Ayado Meis. They were concerned that maybe they caused his death, Rav Adar, because Mishum Damrinu B'Shabbos Kol Misha Chaveru Nenash Ayado, one who's punished because of you, Ein Machnisin Aso B'Machitas Asher Kadosh Baruch Hu. This person won't be brought within the fence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, as it says, Gam Anish Letzadik Lo Tov El Ra. So they're concerned if it was their fault, they were not going to be zocha to sit in the mechitaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, Mara now says, quotes the new Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Misha ya kosla samach la kosla chaveiro, a guy whose wall is already next to another guy's wall. Lo yismach la kosla acha, you can't put yet a third wall next to these two existing walls, el imkein hirchak mimenu arba amos, unless you put a distance between these four amos. The Gemara is going to say, what? Not really sure how to configure it, but the Gemara quickly says, how do the first two walls get next to each other in the first place? That's the Gemara's Beforian, but I'm not sure how to entertain the third pit, right? Maybe perpendicularly, I don't know. So the Mishnah says, Hachalonos, we saw this already quoted in the first parak, the windows, Bein Milamalan, Bein Milamatan, Bein Kenegdan, Arba Amos. So the windows, whether you're going to build a wall above the higher than the windows, below, or just Kenegdan the windows, has to be four Amos, above, below, or across from. So the Gemara explains, V'kama heicha samach. How are you able to put the first wall next to each other? Don't we have a klal? You always have to separate walls, dalad amos. So the Gemara explains here, Amar Rav Yehuda hachi kamar. This is what it's saying here. Habal lismach lo yismach ela imkein hirchik mimenu arba amos. One who wants to build a wall next to another guy's wall must have a separation of dalad amos. The Rav is not happy with his read. It says one who already has a wall, not one who's coming to build one, but one who already has a wall. So Rav's pshat of the mission is Ella Amar Rava Hachi Katani. One who has a wall already 4 amos away from another guy's wall, v'nafel, and then that wall falls. Lo yismach lo kosa acher. You cannot rebuild another wall close to it, LMK, unless you distance that initial, LMK, hirchik menu dal amos. My time, what's the reason for this? Remember, the reasoning here is not what we saw in the mission at the beginning of the parak, where there's moisture, or there's like the banging, or the movement. There's no reason building a wall is not going to cause that much movement. The reason is, my time, the davsha dehacha male lahasim. Davsha is the walking. Rashi explains 3 lines down here, the davsha dehacha male lahasim, masha dashin beregel, that which you're walking and presses against the ground, bein shnei ksalim, between the two walls, you ran at like 6 feet between the two walls now, Talmud constantly, people are traveling through. Moyo l'shnei ksalim, it actually helps strengthen the dirt and the wall. L'hak shos karkos, to strengthen the ground. Yesodos, the foundation. Haksalim v'lo yimutu, it's not going to fall or sink. That's why you need a separation of dal amos, because the walking actually benefits the wall and the fence. So comes along Amar Rav, lo shanu ela kosel gina. This is only true of a kosel gina, because no one's walking inside the fence, you're walking on the outside of the fence. If I got two gardens here and their walls, we're walking between the outer part of the fence, that's going to benefit it. Ava, when it comes to where the line goes, Kosel Chatzer, so in Balas Melch Samach, if I want to put their walls next to each other, that's fine, because my family is going to walk on the inside and your family is going to walk on the inside. It's going to strengthen the wall from the inside, so we don't need to have walking space on the outside between our two walls. Rabbi Oshaya Omer, Echad Kosel Gina, Echad Kosel Chatzer, no. He thinks even by a chatzir, you need to have that separation on the outside. So Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, v'lo pligi, there is no machlokas here. Ha b'ir yeshana, ha b'ir chadasha. Depends whether it's an old city or whether it's a new city. What's the difference? Says Rashi 3 narrow lines down. An ir chadasha, shadayin lo nidosha, ap kosel chatzir tzricha davsha. So a new city that doesn't have yet the uh, the trampling of the people yet, so then the Kalsa Chatzar does require the separation in between in order to have a strengthening of the ground for the Kalsa of the Chatzar. But if it's an old land where the ground already is strong, hard, and firm, then you don't need that separation in between the two walls of a Chatzar. Gemara now says around halfway down the page, Tanan quotes from the Mishnah, Hachalonos bein milamalan bein milamatan bein mekinegan arba amos. So if you have a window, and now I want to build a wall against your window, I need to separate it 4 amos above or below or across. So Tani Allah, and the Braisa commented on this Mishnah, milamalan, why do you have to do, if you're building above the window, you have to go at least dal amos above, 6 feet or above you have to do from the window. So if a guy wants to look inside the guy's window, so I'm peeping Tom here, so if it's four almost above, he can't look in. If it's within the, you know, if even though it's a little bit off, if it's like that, there's an angle you can see in the window, 4 almost already is too high to get a good angle into the window. And when it comes to milamatan, if the wall is going to be below the window, shlo yamod v'yira, so the guy shouldn't stand up and look into the window, so it should be dal almost, more than dal almost below the window. This way no one could look inside that way. Umikineged. And what if you're building a wall right across from the window? It has to be dal amos away as well. Shlo yapio, so it shouldn't block the sun. It shouldn't cause shade from going into the guy's window. So Gemara says, Taima de lo shlo yapio. The only reason why you have to distance from the house is so that it shouldn't block the sun. But in terms of the guys walking between the house, you need some separation so people can walk and strengthen the wall. That's not of concern. So we see we don't care about this concept of Mishum Davsha. We only care about Shelo Yapio. So Gemara says, no, Hacha b'mayaskin. And what's the case here? Biba minatzad. When you're coming from the side, meaning it's a perpendicular to the house. So the window, the house is like this, and there's a window here. You build a wall that direction. So there's no dafsha here. It's a small mound. It's only a foot deep. That's not of concern. That's why you could really build up to the window. Because of the issue of shaliyapil. So then you have to separate dal amos, but not because of dafsha. So Gemara says, v'kama, how much? How much what? What's the question here? Rashi says, kama kadei shaliyapil, the tana de braisa de lo yav shira. I thought we answered the question. Let's see. Yava Chamua, Yava, who's the father-in-law of Ashin Bar Nidvach, Meshmei the Rav, Kimale Rachav Chalom, the width of the window. So what's this, which question are we asking here? I thought we answered Dal Amos already. It's saying, according to the Braisa, it didn't give us the Shia. Our Mishnah said Dal Amos. The price that we just brought in didn't give a shear dal amos, so you have to have a distance of the window. However wide the window that you're going against, that's how far away this wall has to be from that window. But if there's a window, like if there's a wall, isn't he able to, let's say the window's only 2 amos wide. So does that make sense? Yeah, 2 amos wide I think could be a window. So now the wall only has to be 2 amos away from the house. So a guy could still look inside the window. So, okay, there's no issue of shade anymore, but there's an issue of a guy, isn't a guy going to peek into the window if he climbs on top of the wall? So Amar Rabbi Yisvid bin Madir Eskosa, the situation where the top of the wall is slanted, where nobody can climb on top of the wall. But V'hon and Tanan Arba Amos, doesn't our Mishnah tell us Dal Amos? So how come the Bryce is saying a different shear of how far it has to be from the window? Gemara says, Lokasher Kan Miruach Achas, Kan Mishnei Ruchos, depends on where you're coming from. Rashi just explains this around halfway down the Rashi's. Mishnei Ruchos, Shnei Ksalim Zeh Keneged Zeh, Mishnei Tzidei Achalom. The two walls coming together from the two sides. That's so what's the scenario here? Let's see. I have a whole picture here. Do you guys have pictures?
Yep.
My picture's not so great though. I can't mail it to Harris. So this is two. So if there's two coming, if they're both coming perpendicular to the house, so then the two walls have to be apart from each other for amos. That's what it's referring to. But the one tefach of the width of the window, that's referring to how far the wall is from the guy's window, from the house. But the dal amos is referring to the distance between the two walls that are parallel to each other, yet perpendicular to the house. What? Apparently, there's a big machlokas we've shown on what exactly the scenario is. There's a Rav Haigon, there's a Rimagash, there's a Rambam, there's a Rabbeinu Yonah. So it's really appreciated. You have to look into the different sugyas, but that's the we'll go with the Archikos Stam diagram. Fine. The Gemara now says, Toshma, Vesa Kosel, Mina Mezachela, the wall has to be separated from the guy's gutters, Dal Amos 4 Amos away. Kidei She Zoke Vesa Sulam, because let's say he has to go ahead and fix his gutter, he needs to put a ladder there. So you need Dal Amos to place a ladder on a slant, so that's why you need Dal Amos from the gutter. Taima Mishim Sulam, but only because to place the ladder. Aval Mishim Dav Shalom, but we are not concerned with the Dav Shalom, the people walking through and trampling and strengthening the ground. So the Gemara says, no, hacha b'maaskina, what's the case here? B'mezachila b'shupas, that when it comes to a slanted gutter, d'mishim davshahu haka'azil va'asei tuse. So you walk underneath it. So Rashi explains here, b'mezachila b'shupas, Rashi says, the last few narrow lines, shetikras agag b'shupas, where the roof is slanted. V'yotis lahalim ma'kosel atochachas. So now the water that comes off, it goes far away from the house because it's on a slant and it ends up falling into the courtyard. Now the gutters, the end of the roof, like we have, now it draws the water into the chatzer, like a little pipe. You wouldn't have to distance it because there's going to be room. You can't obviously build a wall where the gutter is. There's plenty of room to walk underneath the gutter. That's going to be the concern. The reason why you have to do another dalet amos now from the end of the gutter, that's the concern, in order to have a guy to put a ladder to fix the gutter. But underneath that slanted gutter, there's plenty of room to walk and strengthen the ground.
I think what it's saying is you don't have to worry about the issue of dafsha because people are going to walk under the gutter.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. There's a slant here. So you walk underneath the gutter. There's plenty of ground here. But you need an additional dot almost on this end of the gutter to place a ladder if you need to fix the gutter there. So the Gemara now says, Masnis, and quotes the new mission now. You have to separate the ladder from a shovach, from a bird's nest. Dal Amos, why? Kidei shelo tikpots hanemia. So an animal, what type of animal is hanemia? A weasel?
A marten. What
is that?
M-A-R-T-E-N.
Okay, I'm going with a weasel. Okay. So you can't go, so the weasel should not be able to, kidei shelo tikpots hanemia, jump up and get it. So if you have a ladder, never leave a ladder right next to the bird's nest. Put it somewhere else, because if it's within 4 Amos, that weasel or Martian could jump from the ladder to the nest. As well, the wall should be separate from the gutter too, Dal Amos, Kidei She Zokef, Es Asulam, in order that you have enough room to place a ladder and fix the gutter. So the Gemara says, Leme Masnisin Delo Rabbi Yosi. Our mission is not like Rabbi Yosi. Who's Rabbi Yosi? We already know. We saw him several times quoted. Rabbi Yosi holds, Ha Amar Zechover Besoch Shalom, Zeh Noteh Besoch Shalom. You do whatever you want in your property line, I do whatever I want in mine. So therefore, our Mishnah does not hold that way. Because our Mishnah says you need to separate the ladder. I cannot place my ladder near your nest. I can't place my wall near your gutter. Rabbi Yosi says, do whatever you want in your own property. So our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yosi. Why is this not true? Even though in general, Rabbi Yosi allows you to do what you want in your chatzer and me in my chatzer, Afil Tamer Rabbi Yosi, ha, in this case, Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, Ki avinam be Rav Kahana, when he's in the base medrash of Rav Kahana, Hava Amar Modi Rabbi Yosi, they said that Rabbi Yosi would agree in a case of Gira Dildei, where if when you do something in your property, it causes an immediate hezek. At that very moment, that's Gira Dildei, your arrow causes hezek immediately, then he would agree it's us to do something in your property. So Hachanami here as well, Zimnin de Bahadi de Manichle, that moment where you place the ladder next to the nest, Yasve Bechor, the Kofsa, the weasel is going to come up and jump into the nest and kill it. And therefore, it's going to be considered Gir Didei. The moment you're doing something in your property, it's going to cause immediate Nezek. So Rabbi Yosi would agree to this case. That's awesome. So Gemara says, what do you mean? What's the big deal? Oh, grama, it's grama, it's indirect damage. Grama, we know, is pater benezikin. Yechayiv medine shemayim, but medine adam wants pater in nezikin, grama. So Amar Rav Tuvi bar Masna vozos ameris. Grama benezikin aser. Nope. He paskins that grama is aser. So the machlok is whether grama is mutter or aser. Just look at Rashi in the bottom here. Rashi says, grama benezikin aser. Vafilu l'man damar delo don dine de garmi. The one who doesn't judge case of dine de garmi, Pater Milshaim Asa Ligram. Even though you don't have to pay, you still get an Isser. Is Shibola Hamid Grumbalazik Chayiv Chaveir Makif. So there's an Isser of Grumma, that's to say Isser, but you're Pater Milshalim. So Inachanami, I don't have to pay, but doesn't mean it's mutter to do something that's going to be Grumma Benizikim. Now there's a very important Tosfos here, who talks about There's apparently many steers in Gemaras whether Grumma is really Chayiv or Pater, and ends up making a chilk between Grumma, Garmi. Ramban wrote a famous sefer, Dina de Garmi, about this whole chilukim. So when they talk about Dina de Garmi, they point to this Tosfos, and there's the Ramban. On my Kol Elyon Bechina with Rav Shechter, so when he asked me all these different shilas, it was going very, very well. Rav Shechter, in his mind, everything's pretty equal. When it comes to Tumah V'Tahara, Nezikin, and Moed, it's all one and the same. So I went to him right after Pesach. He's asking me Sfiras Omer questions, the Halal questions, Rosh Chodesh, Havdalah, really, really very easy stuff. You guys would do well in this Bechina as well. And then we're learning that your Baba Kama, he started to build up a question on Dina de Garmi and Grama. What's the difference between Garmi and Grama? And honestly, I didn't know. I knew there's a Tosa, I knew there's a Ramban, but I didn't know what they said. I still don't know what they said. And right before he asked me the question, Donnie Galernter, I don't know if you know who he is, he walks over. He walks over to and he says, excuse me, I'm sorry, but they used to have like payphones. Remember those payphones? So he says, there's a phone call for Rav Shechter. So Shechter looks at me and he says, okay, you did a good job. I got to the Kol Elyon. He was about to just slam me. So anyway, so this is a very important Tosfos. Tosfos says as follows. Look at Tosfos in the bottom, the last, where the first narrow, the first wide line. It says in the middle of that line, it says, V'chilka Rabbeinu Yitzchak. When do we say that you're chayv in Grama or Garmi, and when do we say you're pater? So V'chilka Rabbeinu Yitzchak, Lashon Acher, the Dina de Garmi chayv, Hainu She'ose, Hu Atzmo Hezek Lemamon Chaveru, where the person, the Mazik, is directly involved, that's Garmi, that's when you're Chayiv. When you're not involved and some other party's involved, then you would be Pater. It would be Aser, but you'd be Pater. Od Chiluk, that's Grum, exactly. When I'm not involved, something else causes it, you know, a domino effect, then you'd be Pater. That's Grumma, it's Aser, but you're Pater from paying. So the Chiluk is who's doing the Mais and Ezek, and that's first Chiluk in Tosfos. Second chiluk, he says, Or chiluk, another suggestion. Dina de gar michai v'hainu mishas ma'isa shabai hezek. It's a timing question. If it happens right away, that's garmi. If it's delayed, then it's going to be grumma. And grumma is the delay of zman is very important. Hilcha Shabbos. That's how all these different heterim work. The grumma, they understand it to be a delay in time. And then,
he brings that it's like burning a shtar where it's your direct action that causes it. And it happens immediately, but the consequence was a passive consequence. It wasn't like you went over the person and burnt his property. You burnt the shtar that then caused him a loss.
Right, because a shtar is meaningless. I mean, it's worthless, but it represents something. But now he just doesn't have a raya anymore that it's his.
So that's garmi, because that was the damage caused by you and immediate.
Right. Even though it's not the exactly, it's garmi. It's not full nezek because it's not attacking the property.
But it's not Grama.
Exactly.
But that's still beidna.
Why can you say it's? It is. We're saying, but it's not mazik directly mazik. It's garmi, which is a level. There's no nafkamina between mazik and garmi, but it's called garmi in that it's not directly on the property. It's going to impact his ability to use the property, but it happens immediately by him himself. Okay, we'll stop here. And I'll pick up tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. Everyone have a wonderful day.
The Chazon Ish says that you see from our Gemara today that they asked him, Shaila,